ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani hlelo khoneni?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Ukuhamba imali.
Wizi nakayithoka challenge.
Awuna moto, imali. Kufanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Sebenza.
Yeva mntanam.
Sebenza.
Welcome back to another episode of Sebenza Lives Behind the Hustle. We are talking all things work, play, and just generally, if you're making some moves, we are on your back. And today we have someone who is, it's a different career to what we usually do, but it's something nonetheless a big hustle. Farlin, how are you today?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. So for those who don't know Farlin Light, and maybe it's a new name to them, and I'll say if someone's born under the rock today and they don't know Farlin Light, who is Farlin and what does she do?
Farlin Light is a musician, gospel musician,
mm-hmm.
and she loves God. She loves making music for you to listen to. Yeah.
Now, how did you get into music?
Well, I've always loved to sing since I was young. I think as young as 8 years old.
Mm.
I remember I grew up in a choir, in a school choir. I guess that's where I got to nurture the talent. And then I started writing songs while I was quite young.
Mm.
I guess it was in the blood. It was in the blood.
Now, when it comes to songwriting, I mean, there's this huge respect people have towards it, especially in, now I'm going to say for gospel. I mean, I can't imagine. It's just easy, like, you know, wake up one day and there I go, I've got a song going.
Yeah.
What is your process in terms of writing music?
In terms of writing music, my process is inspiration, really. I get inspiration from quite a number of things.
Mm.
It can be things around me. It can be inspiration from the Holy Ghost, what it gives me to write about.
Mm.
It can be inspiration on life, you know, day to day, things that we go through every day, and can be inspiration on love.
Now let's jump back to that first time you got into this industry. What was that process and how did it feel?
It was amazing. I mean, I think this is something that happens to every artist.
Mm.
You know, the things you see, the things you have visions about, you know, there are things you dream about. So the first time, I mean, you have an audience, whether it's 10, whether it's 100, whether it's a million, it was a dream come true for me. And realizing that people love and appreciate what you do, I mean, that's the greatest feeling ever.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Knowing that you're able to pass out a message to somebody and impact somebody. By the time I was done singing, my first experience was just amazing, and just getting everybody, you know, saying, "Where have you been?" So it was amazing. It was just amazing.
Now, you mentioned dancing in there. Is that something you also include in your music?
Dance? Well, I'm not sure I should yet, but the dance, I'll talk about my latest single, Keep Falling in Love.
Yes, yes, we're going to get into that one.
Yes, well, it's one of the first dance songs. I do a lot of ballads.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a, I mean, music is a full package.
Mm.
So there has to be dance in it. There has to be choreography in it. You know, there has to be stage presence. So we can't put it out there. I mean, you can't just get on stage and just start singing. There has
True.
To be a bit of movement and coordination. So yeah, I love dancing. I'm not a professional dancer, but what I do requires me to do so. I'm in the process. I'm in the process.
Now let's discuss your new album. What inspired it? What was the process like, you know, getting that out there?
All right. I have an album called The Lighthouse Worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now I have a single called Keep Falling in Love, which is making waves everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Keep Falling in Love is just like it says, keep falling in love. You know, no matter what you go through, no matter what everyone goes through. I mean, we go through a lot of things out there. So what I'm saying is that keep falling in love. And The inspiration really behind writing this song was the need to impact someone out there. You know, I can imagine in our communities, we have young people out there. We have someone who probably feels they are not loved enough by family, you know, but what are we saying? That you don't stop because someone, you feel someone is not giving you enough, but instead you give it out there. You just have to keep falling in love because agape, I call it agape, agape, agape. That's the greatest love of all, you know, and by that you are able to give somebody what you never got, so you just have to keep falling in love, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. I love love.
I love
now
too.
In terms of just the process that went into this album, what was the most difficult part?
The most difficult part, I'm trying to look for one, actually.
Wow. Oh, that's my shoulder there.
I'm honestly trying to look for one. It was with ease. Let me be very honest with you. It was with ease. It was with ease because, I mean, even the way people received it, they received the song with much anticipation. Everybody was looking forward to it. I was telling someone, even the sales, I was amazed that it was mostly bought firstly in Europe and then secondly in Africa and third America. Those are the top three. So just knowing that somebody out there is listening to it, that was quite inspiring. And, you know, the feedbacks from the different online platforms was just amazing. I mean, everybody was saying this is world class. Everyone was saying, where have you been? You know, but like you said,
I'm going to jump into the international audience you have. But first, I want to kind of go into, how has music sort of changed over the, I mean, you've been in the industry for quite some time. You know, with digital, how is music changing, or the making of music? Is it actually affecting the way you create?
Not really. I think it's adding to what we already have. You know, I mean, we are evolving. So we gotta go with the times, you know. I mean, many years ago, we used to walk and now we have cars, you know. So it's a platform that is there to add to what we already have. So I love it. I love adding. I love going with the times. It's very important we do so because, I mean, it's adding to what we have. Yeah.
And how do you grab such international audiences? I mean, those are really ears in America, ears in England, ears all over Africa. How do you grab these audiences?
I guess it's the music, you know. I guess it's the music. It's appealing to all. It's appealing to someone in Europe. It's appealing to someone in Africa. And the music speaks for itself. I mean, for someone to go and download the song, it means they actually got to review and listen to your music. You know, just imagine getting a notification that someone from Afghanistan bought your song. I mean, that's mind-blowing.
That is pretty far out.
Yeah, that's pretty far out. And that's very beautiful. And it's inspiring to know that someone out there is listening to our songs. It's always inspiring to have an audience, you know.
Now, other than the religious perspective, what else keeps you inspired? I mean, it's one, especially in an industry where you could just easily be like replaced by anyone else, or, you know, it's an artistic field. How do you find the passion to keep going?
You know, I always say this. We are all unique in our own ways. We all have a place to fill in the world. I mean, there's one Emily out there, you know. So I always see it like this. There's a Fallon Lights touch, you know, and that is my drive, knowing that it might not be a billion, it will be a billion people.
Okay,
but
we had it for first.
There is that touch that you have, that you, there's that flavor that you bring to the world, you know. So that's my inspiration, knowing that someone can get inspired through my passion, you know, through my music. So it's embracing what I have and just giving it out there. You know, yeah.
Is music the only thing that you sort of use to make sure, you know, you still have a roof on the top of your head? I mean, it's
Not really. I love children.
Yes.
So I do a lot of charity work. I have a foundation. We'll talk about that some other time. But I'm into music. I'm into charity work, the foundation. I work with kids a lot.
Mm.
So those are my two major passions. Yeah.
How important are those passions for you?
Those passions are very important because that is my giving to the world.
Mm.
That is my contribution to a community. So it's something that I have to do. I need to do it because someone depends on me, you know. So I always take it like that. Someone depends on me. If I don't do it, it affects someone.
Doesn't that create a pressure, though? I mean, what happens now if, you know?
If I don't.
Yeah.
I have to. That's why I said I need to, because when there are a lot of people out there that, there are a lot of people that depend on you. If you don't do what you do, someone is not inspired. So you are actually giving a voice to many people through your voice, you know? Yeah, that's how I take it.
Now, why should people get this new album? What are they going to get back from it? What's the big pull there?
People should get this a new single, Keep Falling in Love, because firstly, this is a world that needs love. And I mean, by the time you listen to it, you just want to love. You just want to love your neighbor. You just want to love your mother. You just want to love your sibling. You just want to love your husband. You know? So it's a song that inspires love everywhere. It's a song that inspires joy. It's a song that inspires, I mean, it's something that brings our community together. So we're all about love. Yeah.
Love it. We're all about love.
Yeah.
Now, Farin, how can people get hold of you via social media? How can they get the music? Where can they find it?
You can find my music online on all digital platforms. Just go to search for Falon Light, F-A-R-L-O-N, and the light is L-Y-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
And on social media, it's Falon Light again, F-A-R-L-O-N. The light is L-Y-T-E on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Yeah, so let's meet up and you'll get to see more content, more things are happening. So follow me and get my music and you'll love it.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Farlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so
much. Really enjoyed
much.
That. It's all about love.
Yeah.